Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
La riche diversité des peuples autochtones d'Australie est un aspect captivant, défiant la conception erronée selon laquelle tous les peuples aborigènes et insulaires du détroit Torres appartiennent à un groupe homogène. En réalité, les peuples autochtones représentent une mosaïque de cultures, de langues, de modes de vie et de structures de parenté. Dans cet épisode d'Australia Explained, nous allons voir pourquoi comprendre et célébrer cette diversité remarquable est non seulement enrichissant, mais aussi essentiel pour pouvoir interagir avec les communautés aborigènes et insulaires du détroit de Torres et tisser des liens authentiques et significatifs. Les peuples autochtones d'Australie entretiennent un lien profond avec leur terre ou leur pays, ce qui est un élément fondamental pour leur identité et leur sentiment d'appartenance. Pour comprendre pleinement cette connexion, il est nécessaire de reconnaître la diversité qui existe au sein des communautés des Premières Nations. Tante Munya Andrews est une aînée aborigène du pays de Bardi, dans la région de Kimberley, en Australie-Occidentale. Elle affirme que l'une des meilleures façons de commencer est la carte autochtone de l'Australie.
We invite people to take a look at that because there's about 500 nations that are on that map. So just at a glance, people can just see how diverse we are here in Australia. People don't realize to look at that and go, oh, I didn't realize there were so many groups, which there are so many nations, of course. Each nation has its own language or shares a common language with another. But so that's an awful lot of languages, an awful lot of nations.
Tante Munya, auteure, avocate et co-directrice à Devolved Communities, souligne l'importance de comprendre qu'une taille unique ne convient pas à tous, surtout lorsqu'il s'agit d'interagir avec les peuples autochtones et de construire des relations significatives.
It's not a case of one size fits all. You've got to be aware of this regional and local diversity and shape your policies and frameworks and programs around that diversity.
Carla Rogers est une alliée autochtone qui travaille étroitement avec Tante Munya. Elle confirme que cette connaissance de la diversité est cruciale pour comprendre l'histoire partagée de l'Australie et pourquoi les écarts entre les peuples autochtones et non autochtones persistent encore aujourd'hui.
In Australia was first colonized and ongoing. It's the lack of awareness of this diversity that has been the core to our problem, many of our problems that exist now. Seeing Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as one homogenous group and not acknowledging this rich diversity has meant that, for example, the missions, people have been lumped together, they weren't allowed to speak language, and in some cases people may not have been able to speak to each other because they had different languages.
Selon la nation à laquelle vous appartenez, la culture, la langue, le mode de vie et les structures de parenté diffèrent tous, même l'art, comme le souligne Tante Munya.
I can tell just looking at Aboriginal art, I know exactly which area of Australia it comes from. It's that particular. Most people associate dot painting with Aboriginal culture, but that's just one nation. When you look to Bardi people, my people, we're saltwater people, our art is very much similar to other islanders around the world in that they're geometric paintings which depict the waves and it's not dot painting at all.
Tante Munya souligne par ailleurs que les peuples autochtones sont des experts en matière de multiculturalisme.
People think that it's a new thing, but my people have been dealing with multiculturalism for thousands of years. We've learned to interact with the other Aboriginal groups, learn to speak some of the different languages, but we've had to learn to interact with people that have different customs, different protocols and whatnot. So I always say to people, we are the experts in multiculturalism. And I think government especially needs to come more to First Nations peoples to show them how to do it better.
La docteur Mariko Smith est une femme Yuin avec une ascendance japonaise qui est conservatrice de musées, sociologue visuelle et historienne. Elle explique qu'elle a rencontré de nombreux défis en grandissant en raison du manque de sensibilisation généralisée à la diversité inhérente aux communautés des Premières Nations.
Being someone who visibly looks of, you know, not white and also Asian as well, it was one thing to be seen as Asian in a predominantly white community and all the sort of racism that comes with that. But then when I say that I'm also Aboriginal, that I think takes it to the next level in terms of scrutiny and also discrimination.
Elle dit que de nombreux Australiens ont encore aujourd'hui cette image et ces idées très stéréotypées de peuples autochtones.
There are particular stereotypes and narrow perceptions about what is Aboriginality, who is an Aboriginal person. People are influenced very much around, you know, historical works and books and things that focus on, for example, skin color and sort of level of civilization. People who think that they haven't met an Aboriginal person in their life before, but I believe chances are they would have. It's just, you know, they wouldn't have conformed to people's stereotypes and conceptions.
La Dr. Smith dit que l'Australie doit reconnaître et embraser cette diversité pour être vraiment inclusive.
Need to break out of these sort of stereotypes where they're so limiting. If you're thinking about, you know, Aboriginal people in very sort of simplistic ways, then there's only really simplistic solutions. It's such a complex and diverse concept that requires comprehensive and diverse solutions and thought as well. So there's a lot of misunderstanding, lack of interest, feeling uninformed in the community.
Selon Carla Rogers, ne pas comprendre cette diversité peut induire des erreurs.
When we don't understand that diversity, that's when, as an ally, for example, we can make mistakes. That's when we can say something that could be very hurtful and based on a stereotype, something that could be potentially racist, but generally something that's hurtful and it's a barrier to understanding.
Elle recommande de commencer par regarder la carte et de se renseigner sur le pays sur lequel on se trouve et sa culture, tout comme on le ferait si on voyageait à travers l'Europe.
Like you probably would do at home or any time you're traveling, is find out about, oh, whose country am I traveling through? Learning more about the languages in that area. And it's quite easy to do. You can just do an internet search or something to find out, you know, whose country, or you can have the map of Aboriginal Australia. So when you're traveling through Australia, just say you were going from anywhere on the coast, on the east coast. If you're traveling more than 2 hours, say, from Sydney, then you're passing through a different country.
Tante Mounia précise que le Conseil local des terres aborigènes et votre administration locale peuvent également vous fournir un aperçu plus approfondi.
Various land councils around the country, they're a good starting point to, you know, make contact with them and ask questions of them as well. They're very good at letting people know. And interestingly, so are just your local councils as well. They've really come on board now, and most of them are familiar with who are the traditional owners and can at least direct you to the right people.
Tante Mounia ajoute que c'est aussi une question d'auto-éducation.
Learn as much as you can. Engage, especially with First Nations peoples. There's no need to be afraid. Just introduce yourself. Go along to community events. As people begin to see you as a regular visitor, you'll find that they'll open up and may start calling you by your names once you've introduced yourself. But it's just like being brave enough to take that step to get to know your First Nations peoples and develop friendships. It does take time.